The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of December of 2024. And we'll start off with the first page, which is dated 12/20/24. District N, North Carolina Lyons, District 31N, monthly updates. And there's a table of contents. And I don't think I'll go through that since I'll include all the stuff later. Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team and, most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first. A. Elliott, District Governor. Hola, Lyons. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and are ready for the holidays. Don't forget to register for our midwinter convention flyer with all the information attached. Training is still in full effect. Let us know if you or your club are looking for something in particular. Also, let us know if you need assistance updating the Lyons portal. Remember that it collects all the information we need for the district and updates Lyons International on our progress. Thanks for all you do for your district, for your zone, for your community. Happy holidays. Wishing you a season full of light and laughter for you and your family. May all that is beautiful, meaningful, and brings you joy be yours this holiday season and throughout the coming year. That's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., your district governor for 31N. Her cell is 254-415-2751. The next page contains two colorful and joyous-looking photos, and it says District Governor in Action. And it shows some folks receiving plaques, and I cannot see what's on the plaques, but everybody looks happy and honored. From your first Vice District Governor, season's greetings to everyone. It is the time of year when we reflect on the past year's accomplishments and plan our goals. I appreciate all you have done this year, and I'm looking forward to a brand new year full of enthusiasm. Thank you for all that you've contributed to this district. Eye screenings in the district are doing great this year. A big thank you to clubs with their own screeners and clubs supporting the District KidSight program. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. That's from Lion Gene Getz. His cell number is 414-640-5953. Email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. How to gain new members to your club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as a Lion, I have sponsored more than 100 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked, "Can I join your club?" You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, friend, or coworker, and find out a little bit about that person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill your interests by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you are proud to be a Lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of serving others. Sure, you will get folks that will tell you that the Lions are not for them. Do not take it as a personal affront. Thank them for their time and move on to another prospective Lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It is our job to go out and find them. I encourage, or challenge, each Lion to ask at least one person during the next month to join the greatest service organization in the world. Thanks to DG Anna Elliott, we are a positive 15 for the year. Last year, PDG Carly Metz brought back some interesting information from the International Convention about a new membership program titled Mission 1.5. I will talk about some of this in my next month's article. And here are some data points. Membership totals, District N, as of December 19th of 2024, total members, 975. Added members, 67. Dropped members, 47, for a net growth of plus 20. And this is from Lion Vince Schimmler, MD 31, membership chair. Email is vschimmoller@gmail.com. The next page has a registration or application form for club recognition and ad form. Help support a Lions tradition. The International Association of Lions Clubs, Districts 31, N, and S, Mid-Winter Convention, January 17th to 18th of 2025 at the Holiday Inn, 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. They want you to send your ads and pictures in color, and here are the prices for ads. Full page, $100. Half page, $70. Quarter page, $50. Eighth page, $35. Front inside cover, $150. Back inside cover, $150. And back cover, $200. Email your ad copy to PDG Carlton Metz at carltonvmetz@gmail.com or call him at 252-259-4140. Need help with design ideas? Contact PDG Carlton Metz. You can make the check payable to Districts 31 NNS Midwinter Convention and mail the check and this form to Lion Ann Metz, 2001 Williamson Drive, New Bern, North Carolina, 28562. The ad deadline is December 28th, 2024. And there is the following page is all about registering for meals and hotel information for said district. The hotel reservation is already over. The deadline for getting into the block was December 19th. And also the registration for meals is already over. So, oh, I take that back. The meal registration deadline is January 6th. So you can get a Friday night meal, a Saturday morning, a Saturday afternoon, lunch, and a Saturday evening meal there at the convention. The following form is a 2024-25 NC31N Midwinter Convention Delegate/Alternate Assignment Form. And this form is for to ensure the correct numbers of your club will receive their delegate cards at the state convention. This form should be received by the Cabinet Secretary no later than January 11th of 2025, or just bring it to the convention. According to our international, state, and district Lions constitutions, clubs in good standing are entitled to one voting delegate and one alternate for each 10 members or major fraction of your club that have been members for a year and a day. Once the delegates have been certified, if any club has a disagreement about who was given certification, the club members will have to settle it internally within the club. Past district governors do not count towards your delegate count. Please list your club's PDGs on this form so they can be certified quicker. So this form has spots for the delegates' names and the alternates' names. And they need to, I do not see, oh, I take it back. Here is the, you can send this form to calion2@aol.com. That's calion2@aol.com. That's Lion George Holston, the District 31 and Cabinet Secretary, 10 Jeb Stuart Drive. I do not see a... I'm tripping all over myself here. The form needs to be received, of course, by January 11th. I already said that. Okay, LCIF benefits our local community and our neighbors around the world. And this page on the front has two photographs from what looks like must be flooding from Hurricane Helene of this fall. There's one photo where there's a car just nosediving into a what looks like a sinkhole or a collapsed crevice in the highway. And there's another photo of water going right up to the bottom of the windows of houses and two folks manning a John boat, helping people get away. Two pictures tell a lot of stories about storms and needs in southeastern North Carolina. The top left is a recent picture from Brunswick County, North Carolina. The one on the right is from Hurricane Florence. Our district received tens of thousands of dollars from Lions Clubs International after Hurricane Florence. Our district also received a $10,000 grant to purchase and equip a disaster trailer that is going to be used in Brunswick County this weekend. What do the two events have in common? Aid from Lions Clubs International Foundation. We are using the disaster trailer in Brunswick County on September 20th and 21st. A grant is also being prepared to request an additional $10,000 from LCIF to upgrade the trailer and replenish it. Your donation to LCIF not only benefits our local area, but our neighbors around the world. Your generosity changes lives, and LCIF wants to recognize your gifts. Donors who make a one-time donation of at least $50 are eligible to receive International President Fabrizio Olivieri's Presidential LCIF Supporter Pin, which is only available this Lion year. I will have the pins available at the district meeting if you make a pledge during the cabinet meeting or make a donation of $50 or more. See the attached flyers. George Holston, PDG. And again, I messed up. These two photos were from down east. Okay, let's see if I can get through this without making a goof. Important dates. We listen. We process. We serve. Cabinet meeting. The third cabinet meeting will be January 18th of 2025 at the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. The fourth cabinet meeting, April 27th, 2025, at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer Leaders Training, January 11th of 2025, 9 a.m., Lions Industry of the Blind, Kinston, North Carolina. And May 11th, 2025, the time and location to be announced. Tuesday Monthly Trainings, Tuesday, January 28th of 2025. What you need to know about Leader Dog. Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Pillars of Lions Clubs International. Vision, disaster relief, diabetes, and environment. Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. Pillars of Lions Clubs International. Youth, humanitarian, childhood cancer, hunger. And Tuesday, April 2025, childhood cancer. Join the Zoom meeting, and then there's a very long web address that needs to be clicked on, so I will not read it here. That's all about the important dates. Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. The Lions boys will be moving back in their renovated cottage on Friday, December 13th. If your club would like to do something for the boys for Christmas, please contact Tom Lamont at 910-646-3083 to make arrangements. Due to turnover in the house, we are asking for gift cards and generic gifts this year. Thank you, NC Lions. To each of you, our special North Carolina Lion friends, Judy and I are wishing you a very blessed Christmas and a joy-filled New Year. As we remember each name, we thank you for your special friendship. Instead of sending personal Christmas cards, we are making a donation to Brighter Visions and relief efforts for Western North Carolinians affected by the flooding. Please accept this greeting as our personal Christmas card to you. And that was from Sid and Judy Scruggs, International President. This looks like 2010 to 11. The next page is a big Raleigh Wealth Solutions logo and someone holding a big check to the Lions Club for $10,000 and some folks posing or looking like they are happily receiving that check. I recently shared the incredible story of Kayla and her leader dog, Cade. This remarkable leader dog team was made possible through your support. Today, I want to share another remarkable story about Fred, a Navy veteran, and his two loyal leader dogs. Fred served our country for 24 years before losing his sight in 2015. His first leader dog, Mix, helped him gain a renewed sense of purpose. Together, they educated children about guide dogs and participated in vision screenings. Fred is now on a new journey with his second leader dog, Brinkley, who helps him maintain his independence and mobility. We are committed to making more remarkable connections in the coming year. Please join our holiday drive to change lives by making a generous year-end gift today. Your support provides mobility, independence, and joy to people who are blind through their partnership with a leader dog. Thank you for supporting Leader Dogs for the Blind. With warm regards, Danielle Richards, Director of Philanthropy, Annual Giving, Leader Dogs for the Blind. And there's a lovely picture of Fred and his gorgeous dog, Brinkley. Next page is Leaders Training Selma Lions Club, and there's some pictures of people gathered having their Lions training. And here's the last page, and it is an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Phone 252-523-1019. Independence through employment. Providing quality products and services for over 40 years, now offering Lions Club apparel. And they show five items, a ball cap, a fleece vest, a T-shirt, a polo shirt or golf shirt, and a fleece, what looks like a fleece raincoat, and all with the Lions International logo on them, the bright blue color with the logo on it. Very handsome. And there's their logo, LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated, in Kinston, North Carolina. Well, that was a pretty short newsletter. I have already finished, so we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.